A word for you from Psalm chapter 29, verse 9. And in his temple all cry, Glory. The glory of God. What is the glory of God? It is all the things which are honorable, praiseworthy, perfect, and admirable about God. It can also be a manifestation or a revelation of his divine attributes and perfections. The word glory is to render high praise to God. It recognizes his glory and praises him for it. The words glory and glorify are very weighty words. They carry a lot of meaning, and they should not be said with lack of understanding. They should not be cheapened or overused. We need to understand what they are and use them with reverence. They should make us think about God's holiness, his goodness, his power, his provision, and supremacy over all other gods. It is a humbling thought that the God who has the beautiful worship of angels and all the praise of creation still commands us to worship him, still wants us to praise him, still listens to our prayers and our singing and looks at what we do as praise unto him. But it is not enough for us just to say, Glory to God, or I glorify God, or praise God. In the Old Testament, prophets came and confronted people about the way they mixed worship of God with paganism and the worship of the Israelites, which was hypocritical because they had no concern for the law or no concern for the poor. We cannot glorify God only on a Sunday and ignore him for the rest of the week. When we walk, when we work, when we lie down, when we fellowship, when we talk and think, we should be glorifying God. The Christian life goes far beyond a once-off experience. It encompasses your whole life. Let God's glory be your love language. Allow it to be the way that you demonstrate your love toward God. Do all of your work to the glory of God. Whether you are farming or fixing a vehicle, whether you are studying, doing your schoolwork, whether you're a mother or a father, brother or a sister, think about how God wants you to do those tasks. Our supreme example is Jesus Christ. He was born in a stable, grew up under parental supervision, he made friends with sinner, he was with the people who would require his death on the cross later on, and he subjected himself to the stench of humanity, but he always obeyed the perfect will of the Father. He was tempted in every way, yet he did not sin. Jesus Christ was dedicated to the exclusive work of God. Whatever we do, whether we eat or drink, we must do it all for the glory of God and be like our Savior, Jesus Christ.